Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
I'd like to introduce to you Fred Carey today. Really excited about having him help us out with our program. I have known Fred for over 8 years now, and he has just been an amazing friend, and I'm really excited to have him here. He's been gracious enough to share his time with us. He's a very busy guy, and we're going to get into some of his abilities. But for now, Fred, do you want to just introduce yourself, please?
Sure. And thank you for that introduction. So I'm Fred Carey. I guess you could call me a serial entrepreneur. I've started 10 companies from the ground up and advised probably another 250 companies on how to really become strategically smart. And frankly, any business needs to understand how to operate well and how to differentiate themselves. Even if you're a professional and you have a service business, it's critically important that you understand what you're doing, how to interact with your patients in this particular case, and how to have that biggest number on the bottom line as you possibly can.
Fred, it's really interesting because, as you know, we dentists are not very well trained in business, and Fred does not have a business background when it comes to dentistry, but his information and his knowledge is just so valuable. And as he mentioned, he's been able to work with multiple companies as an entrepreneur from ground up to being a strategic partner with over a couple of hundred companies. He has to have a role with my program because I just know that he's full of knowledge and he will be very valuable for us dentists moving forward. Fred, is there anything in specific that besides the dental world, is there any kind of a medical background as far as helping other companies?
Well, I've worked with several medical device companies, but you know, I think more to the point is, although I don't practice, I'm an attorney as well. And an attorney is a service profession just like dentistry. And I believe it's the same thing. When you leave dental school and when you leave law school, you know nothing about running a business. And you know a lot about dentistry, and I know a lot about law. But when you go out there and you hang your shingle and you're waiting for business to come, it just doesn't happen. So there are a series of things that you can do regardless of what profession you're in, regardless of what you're trying to sell, that really maximizes not only your chances for success, but also, as I said before, what happens to your bottom line.
That's exactly what we need as dentists. Unfortunately, you know, we're so focused on the scholastic side of getting all the science training and dental training coming out of school. And like you said, we get into our own business and it's kind of like, okay, now what? And we just feel that it's all about dentistry. And in fact, as I've said many times in my program, it's probably only about 10-15% based on dentistry. And the other 85-90% is based on everything else that has nothing to do with dentistry. And this is where most dentists struggle. And unfortunately, there is no direction given to us in school or when we come out. So having you as a strategic partner in my situation has been priceless. And, you know, just real quick, Fred, I want to just share with the audience here a little bit. Fred has helped me in many areas, whether it's based on personal issues that I've had to business concerns that I've had to, you know, I've even talked to him about some family issues. So it's very important to have somebody not only as a friend, but somebody that also puts you in the right direction. And Fred's been able to do that for me and my business over the last 8 years. So Fred, thank you so much for being a friend first and foremost, but also being my strategic partner.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I enjoy our friendship immensely. And I enjoy the questions that you ask and the solutions that we find together.
You don't enjoy all the questions. Come on. Some of them are pretty silly, right?
Well, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
You don't have to answer that.
Come on.
You know, let me go over a little bit here on Fred's background, as he kind of mentioned already, but let me give you a little bit more of an official bio of Fred. He's a senior executive, strategic consultant, attorney, and investment banker. He has focused on building global companies from startup stage through exit by IPO or M&A. As an operational executive, he has built high growth businesses in finance, enterprise software, mobile technologies, web services, and digital videos, HDTV, broadband, and personalized television, as well as consumer-related product companies. He has led many mergers and acquisitions, both as an executive and as counsel. Mr. Carey has received his JD degree from Thomas Jefferson in California, attended postgraduate certificate studies at Harvard Law School, and obtained his international MBA with honors from the University of Liverpool. Fred, have I missed anything? I don't know if there's anything else to do, man.
I hope not. Now you can see why I have so much time on my hands.
And by the way, folks, he lives in a big house. So I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something right.
You know, the key to success in any type of field, including dentistry, is really to distinguish yourself, to differentiate yourself, to interact differently with the people that come to you as patients. There are you may be in an area where you have 3, 4, 5, 10 dentists competing with you in a small geographic area. You know, the first step into being better and to being able to capture more is to be able to focus on how you can be different. What does that patient need? What things, maybe they're not so traditional, that you can offer for somebody that nobody else is really doing. That's really the key step, because once you differentiate, then you can charge more. You can charge more because people are buying a unique service. That's the reason why you go to Starbucks and pay $4 for a cup of coffee, go to 7-Eleven and pay 99 cents for the same cup of coffee. Starbucks is about a brand and an image and a differentiation. And that's what you have to do in any business, including dentistry.
You know, Fred, one of the challenges that we have right now is corporate dentistry is really taking a lot of our business away in the private sector. And it's not as easy being in business today as it was 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. Some of these corporate companies that are involved with dentistry are projecting to make billions of dollars annually, and some already are doing that. And this differentiation that you're talking about is really an important aspect of how we're moving in our profession if we want to stay in the private sector. And the importance of survival is not so much about how dynamic we are today, but also our vision and our direction moving forward in the next 3 to 5 years or beyond. As you know, in general practice, we can hold on to a business for 25, 30 years, and sometimes even longer. So we have to stay dynamic with the changing times, and corporate dentistry right now is really making it much more difficult for us.
Yeah. And, you know, when you have things like that happening in any type of an environment, you need to figure out, even if you're on the short side of that stick, you need to figure out how to take advantage of it. For example, the whole term corporate dentistry has a very, very negative connotation. And it may very well be that, you know, we're not part of any company. We're here for you. We have personalized service. You are going to be treated by the best for the best results. So there are ways that even if you're fighting a much bigger organization, that you can position in a way that is more caring, more skilled, and really more intuitive to whatever you as a patient has as your current needs and as your near-term future needs. By creating that human face on your practice, you can compete against anybody. Because think about it, dentistry, law, medicine, those are fields where you want to get the best. You know, it does, whether somebody's a part of a company or not is nowhere near as important as how good you are. And how good you are is not just something that your patients have to tell you after you perform a procedure. How good you are is what you project to the world of patients that are not yours yet. And that involves strategy, that involves marketing, that involves a key understanding of what attracts patients to a practice.
You know, we, you know, as you know, and we've talked about this before, I accept assignments, which is PPO dental plans. And many people that are listening to this conversation or this interview right now also take dental insurance for their business. It's important. What Fred is mentioning here is that many times, you know, you can still stay within the insurance model, but yet have a niche to a more private sector. And even everybody listening to this conversation right now can say, even though we take insurance, we still have, you know, cash patients that come into our office. So there is a section of your business where you can still target high-end patients coming into your office demanding or requesting to specifically see you. The topics that Fred and I are going to be talking about here moving forward are just that, how you position your business, how you brand your business, how do you work on business growth and building from ground up? How do you create partnerships? How do you increase margins? How do you motivate employees? And how do you structure everything in an organization that's efficient and effective in the vision and the goals that you have as a business owner? Fred, really excited about our conversations coming here in the future. And really, I'm introducing you on this podcast. So I'd like to try to end the conversation for now. Is there anything that you want to add before we end the call?
There's not much to add, but again, I think I can reiterate something that I've already said. If you want to be successful, you need to do the things that are necessary to succeed. And those things are not just graduating at the top of your class in dental school. Those things involve how to operate a business. And the business is you. How do you sell yourself in a way that people recognize the extreme talents that you have and your superior capability of handling their needs? That's the key to any business, and it's certainly a key in a professional service environment.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's great to end the call here on that point. And there's so much to what just Fred said at this point. It's based on, you know, your dental skills. It's based on your personality, your value system, how you can build relationships, how you expose your business to the community and to your city. There's just so much to what Fred is saying. So, Fred, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here in this introduction podcast, and look forward to working with you as we expand and grow our business training for dentists.
Well, I'm looking forward to it myself. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.